This is Don Calloway. It's August 16th. We're continuing to talk with Ellen Demmett. And Ellen, go ahead.
Okay. Over there, an old village at my teenage days, to where I grown up, and I'm going to talk about this morning over there, old village. The name, the Indian women, there's Chega, that's Gila River. He had biggest potlatch. People come from all over, Cabocena, Teslina, Northway, Tana Cruz, Tananar, Ninena, Fairbanks, people all over. The back days, you never jump in a car on a boat. Big boat, people travel around to village over there. Up there where Paul in state, that's where big boat land. I was young, I thought that's war going to be, whatever people, I thought they're going to shoot us out, but don't turn out like that. That's potlatch. Potlatch people we call sojay, that's the people come visit us, share the love with us. The saddest day. The biggest potlatch I ever see when I was small. Okay, I can start it all over again. I mix up my mind to talk. We have beautiful 5 days, maybe 2 week potlatch, and we have all of us need of food. Who making potlatch? My mother and daddy, Chief Healy, John Healy, Patty Healy, Mary Healy. And he all get together, the potlatch. Back day, she don't bring stuff inside. I had to use some of my native word between, and I can explain my English word. He have teeth the chin all the way to head side. Teeth the chin, he have blanket, gun, beaver skin, hair, moose skin, moccasin, skin coat, jacket, everything, moccasin, everything, he put it there. During the night he covered. There in just the superstitious. I say he have a stick, clean special stick, go to all the way up to the hill, the one each place potlatch, each house, and that's stick a lot of stuff, just almost half up in top the hill. The stuff, every one of them making potlatch, and he all work together. Each house, he cook dry meat, fish, the woman making biscuit. Back days, you either use moose grease to make it, you don't know. Either back days, I remember he making donuts with moose grease. Either though, he have a lard from store and everything, but that's way potlatch. And if we are native, we have to use our own food to cook. I remember almost 2 weeks, and he take it down. But Thai, our Chief Hilly cut all his hair off, shave his hair off. You know why he do that? He's so happy, he's a royalty from all over visit. One of Walter Northway asked, gee, Chief, why you do that? That's mean, uncle, why you cut your hair? That's what it means, Chief. chief hele se china e shanda dir se khatna china e and my English say chief hele se thank you to come to have a tea with me. He don't say potlatch, no, he just gonna say have a tea with me. He have a tea for 2 weeks and no more boat torch to hold time. After potlatch, 2 week potlatch, he gave dry meat, dry fish, everything. And some boat go through to either to bear coal. Some in Quebec with boat with a gift, gun, blanket, moose skin, all need work. He had a very long potlatch. People dance every night. One night might some people say Lasky Kar Kar, and you know what it means? He wants to chew. So what my dad did, he got cases, snuff, my dad opened a little bit. This is funniest part. It's not real funny, but to me, back days, I'm 10 age days. He opened each can snuff, opened a little bit, and he say, let's get gas, gas, and my dad just throw out there on the floor, some open. People sneeze, 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 and us we picking. I'm out there with this little thing, mouth, and we look through and we just laugh, laugh. Nobody see us at the bunch of kids. And the back days, he real strict, put a strict. We never go out there where people cook. We never ask for food, nothing. All this village, we all get together. Making part of the uncle, brother, the one loose lover, one been gone long time ago, he all dig it out. Right now you're going to have more in potlatch. Once again, I had to use my own language. Nitata itchai in a in hahuk, hatahuk ta'al. Hushi, real honatat a as it's a hochtach. That means I say you dig it out, the person died a long time ago. The hurt inside so big. So hook down, that means a lot of terror, I'm down to your cheek. Right now, young people grown up can understand what potlatch. People making potlatch, but yet no one perfect, no, myself. I still learn. I learn from my mother and dad and my grandfather and our chief. That's where all I learned this ever since my young days. I grown up with love. I reached down to old grandpa and old grandma. I gonna put this little story for what love mean. But I want to finish this potlatch. It's got a bit, little bit story, long time story. After 2 weeks, the biggest cook, whole village, maybe 50-pound flour been cooked. Biscuit, oven biscuit, donuts, dry meat, lot of native food, special food. Right now, we never fix special food. I still remember how my mother and dad passed me on to me. I could do anything with needed food. Special way, special food, I could fix it. This potlatch, after 2 weeks, each one who gonna make potlatch, talk with our chief, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, it's okay with you? Chief not going to say nothing, he don't answer. That means, uh-oh, And later on, he thinks, he says, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, you have to do this. So everybody all get the kid, everything okay. Back days, one got to get up speech from our village, other place, other chief from other village. Back days, you just don't come into village potlatch, no. I still respect. If 10 o'clock people invite Tetra, all every each village, the chief got to go ahead of them. And little way from village, you're going to shoot. From village, our chief going to shoot two times. Other chief going to shoot two, that's four shots. And then he going to meet. This is real back to part I talk about. He going to meet each other chief. He going to speech up there where he meet each other. Other one from other village and other one from this side. He going to speech, he going to talk over. If everything's okay, then he going to come to village. He going to bring all the team and to village. Back days, like yesterday I talk about a little bit, but not whole. The day I going to finish it, talk about this potlatch deal. He have all those things, everything okay, and he all going to get together. People dance, he has sad son. You lose loved one in the morning time, you get up early, you sadness. You go for a walk, maybe you see moose, maybe fox. Anything ahead of you go through, you just upstand. That's where music come up. Very hard to make music, not that easy. You have to make sound for a big person. You got to put a lot of work in there. You just don't make just any ways. Don't make sound. No. You got to take your time to make sound. This is I talk to Gila Lake Potlatch. I don't know how many years ago. I remember what year, but I don't want to make a state. That's biggest potlatch we ever have for me in my young days. Also, I want to keep this village. That's exactly I grown up. I get the tacos, I put all the kids together before we're going to have this little potlatch for my nephew. We're going to feed children outside. Just all people going to stay inside this king of the hall. We got to do, we got to keep it up our culture. We don't have to give up our culture. We don't have to act like we're different person, no. Either though we had to go to college, we had to go to high school, we got to keep our culture. A culture is more than everything. It's good for the children and the future. The kids going to learn. Kids listen, see, I couldn't do. That's why I guess he had tape recorder. I had a lot of pressure for this thing when some I run into. A lot of sad. But the day, I'm very strong for that now. Yesterday, it's real hard for me. And when potlatch read each house, he bring that stick, he take it down, he bring blanket, everything. Inside King of the Hall, he put, he don't put blanket in there. He put caribou skin, tan one, sewing together, make a huge canvas. Right now he going to use top and everything, West Queen, but back days chief making potlatch. chief's son in Micket Patlach. So Caribou Skin 10, when he saw all the gear, he put it on the floor. Each one, the place, he got to put skin in there and put blanket and gun and arrow and moose skin, beaver skin, lynx, all kind animal skin up there on the land. That's what we try to do in this our village. I doing the talk lots with this my grandkids, my niece and his kids. I could talk with them all the time. He don't do right, I say stop. The word not right for me, I say don't say that. We have to help each other. Other one don't do good, you have to softly say don't do that, I don't think it's right. Got a respect for the one you not later. Clan, Nalteen, this village, that's Nalteen's village. It's a very special village. Very strong, strong village. And I don't brag for my village, but honor I know, very strong people used to live over there, big people. Chief Megan Patlas, no one bring this stuff before Chief. Chief got to tell all his son and bring his stuff. The special gift he wanted, he go out bring herself. He bring it all, the Patlas stuff, and then he can tell one of son, one of daughter, my mother and daddy, he all bring the stuff. But you never come before chief, you got to respect. And he bring all the stuff and that king of the hall, biggest king of the hall we ever have. That's horse king of the hall, I grown up. The chief decoration was fair. Inside King of the Hall, I made a lynx skin, beaver skin, hay on the wall, fox, those are just 10 ones. That's what we're doing right now. Whatever we do right now, I'm going to go down to all my family and my grandkids, every one of them that we want. Either though I have to use some of the King of the Hall, I still going to do. And my own a culture from this village. The one come visit you, you really got to treat them good. Make sure the person got place to sleep and eat good. That king of the hall, all full people, there's no room to sleep. Some in people invited the house. It no matter old man, old granny, you have to treat them right. Old grandpa, old grandma, each one gonna give you good life. Right now you think you're young, it's okay. But that word will come out, hit you, sun's gone down. Nasate aunti shigite nashigit sas to hatli. But Thai, it's too late. The one try to touch you, you ignore. It's too late. Maybe that person gonna be gone. This one all I grown up. The day I'm prepared for this one, that's why I have to tell whole stories. I don't want to make a mistake. After 2 weeks, people go up Kila River, we pack the gift, dry meat, no more boat. People walk up, all the way up to Kila River, at Kinnick with Ketchestuck, Northway, and all go back, walk. Either young girl and go with the husband, they all walk, some pack baby. Kinnick with they call it a native word. But that one, I don't know what it stands for. Later on, I can think it out, and I can speak it out, but he called a clinic with catches ducks and a Gila River. People pack the stuff, the gift, all the way back to 10 across. From there, all everybody go home. Some and go home short direction, some go home boat. Take good maybe 6 days to come back to the village. And it's long work. On the way, sometimes you kill moose and have a good time, sit together and talk about potlatch deals. And a lot of think we all attached to full time, everybody all come home from this village, all over. And the inn chief, when all people go home, chief, he put necklace on every one of snake to tell goodbye, shake hands each other, hug each other with necklace. Back days, all time necklace, real pretty expensive. The chief did. Every one of them, he told, thank you very much. And the inn, this potlatch, Gila Lake potlatch. And other hand, from there, I'm going to talk about other things. And this village, it just seems to me a lot of respect. I still do. I hope this young children and the future listening to this tape learn something out of it. Nice to have a think like that, to be a member. We tape it, sing, new sound, make new music in the summertime. You can do a lot of things for you out there for your own food, the pair. And right now I'm going to talk about little baby, newborn baby. Mother and father, the baby think too precious. Back days I re-listened my mother and my dad and my grandfather. Whatever my mother tell me to do, I got to do. I had to train my baby. I don't feel sorry for my baby, either my baby. Many people think the young star is one of precious to them. It's not for me anymore. Either my young star, always talk very strong with her. We have to taught them. Right now, young kids sit on TV, have shorts on, no socks. I see lots of my grandkids do that. I don't let Daryl do that in my house, Dan. He had to get dressed early in the morning, whatever I say. I throw them out there in the snow. I told him to run to one block. I don't make this story. That's what I did, Daryl, remember? I throw them out, go out and run. When you come back, don't stand next to store. We don't baby our baby. No, we got taught them. The one we spoil them, if we gone, how do that baby gonna be survive? How do that girl gonna be mother? How do that girl gonna take care of the kids? Cause he don't listen his mother. He don't listen his daddy. He don't listen his grandfather. Nothing to pass on. Sometimes I don't want to either see my grandkids and just too much TV. Sit there all day just like nothing to do. I'm bored, kids gonna say. I wonder what it mean, I'm bored. I can't understand. Lot of things to do. Us women too, we got a lot of things to do. We go out, pick bees. All up there on the land, we got it ready. The husband got to go out hunt. for wife and the family. Hunt moon, anything. Bring back that food we got to work for. Make sure our food don't be spoiled. This word gonna be a real tough word I gonna talk about, whoever listen. Sometimes kids get mad, nag at the mother for maybe a little bit of change. To me, that guy, whoever, should go out work. My grandson come home, he's 32 years old. He asked me, it's okay, he spent time with me. Nobody visit me, so I accept him. But I make him work for room and board. He cook for me. Sometimes he clean house for me, best he can. And meantime, I preach to his ear all the time. When he go out, he gonna go some test. I told grandson, I love you. Don't run into that sharp stick. Stay away from that sharp stick. Don't run into it. That means you don't run into trouble. Keep your life clean. Don't make stories, the one you don't know. If I don't know something, I don't have to talk about. This is my culture I talk about, whole village. The baby, being newborn baby, if snow out there, we have to grab a baby, run 1 mile. Huge branch out there, just wet freeze, we just put our baby, swing around. We don't walk slow either, we don't worry about baby gonna get sick. Maybe 2 miles when we get with the baby. That's where when cold weather, our baby already been trained. You don't have to worry about your baby gonna be cold. That's what it means, you gotta train your baby. To make sure your baby eat good, make sure it's clean. But you have to train. I do got trained, that's why right now I still take care of myself. I never let ignore my mother and dad when he talked to me. I just sit down, listen, till I fall asleep on them. The best time that we learn from grandfather and mother and father, and the baby, we bring them back, we going to bathe them, dress them, feed them good. 3 times we going to do that. And then the diaper, we cut little piece, we going to put it in caribou trail. And caribou trail, we put little piece of diaper, caribou walk around, caribou's light, caribou's not heavy. And mile. Why we do that? Our little baby, when he grown up, he started doing her own life. That baby we train already, he not going to be tired. Maybe humming mile. Whoever we taught going to work, get the moose and the food. That's why we do that. And then at home, we cook lean cut up there and campfire. We have a dish pan under, we get the lingcod juice. And if little boy, we're going to wash the lake all over. And we don't worry about big little boy going to be stink. We bathe them with all that lingcod juice. And then we let the stay maybe a couple hours, and then we're going to bathe them, dress them. The moose going to be fat, real fat. This one we wash with lingcod juice. He go out, going to be real fat. The moose going to be fat. I really believe it that, because I taught lots friendly like that. And you go out, you hunt, you know which one moose fat. Just look. You know which one fat, you know which one skin. And we taught babies like that. And beaver, we don't train our friendly well because he live on dirt. If we use beaver too much, our little baby going to be poor. He's not going to make money. He's going to be lazy. So we take a little part of the beaver bone, shoulder bone. We tie to baby maybe 3 days. And the baby going to be real, real strong. No one going to beat that baby if you train with beaver bone to your baby. The boy going to protect herself, going to be very strong. No one going to beat that little baby we train with beaver bone. But this is a story for little baby up to grown up. And beaver bone we use to be strong. And a moose too heavy. We don't taught our kids with moose. We just train our kids how to get moose real easy, but we don't taught our children with baby moose or baby moose. You make a steak, you're real hungry. Nothing to eat. Make a steak. If you got the cow, you got to get that little baby moose. Go right along with mother. You don't let suffer that little baby moose. And all people, all grandma and grandpa eat that little moose. Young people never eat because the moose too heavy. He never runs fast like caribou. Caribou is light. He goes mile, but not baby moose. So all people, it's all eat. And it's superstitious. And you don't, young teenage, you begin a woman, you don't eat moose head. You don't eat moose whole rib, whatever, moose heart. Good part, you never eat that superstitious. You gotta believe with that. And that moose quarter inside soft one, it's the one you're gonna eat for maybe 2-3 weeks, maybe 1 month sometime. And you're not gonna walk around, you're not gonna even touch men. That's very superstitious. You got to respect for men if you begin a woman. You really got to treat yourself. You got a special branch used for your bed. Either the blanket got to be under blanket. You use that special branch to sleep on. You train yourself. He put a special tent. I want this as some young girl going here. He put we begin woman, we never stay inside, we go out, he let us move out of the house. Our mother and daddy, he set us tent sometime mile off from the home. Inside the tent he put mosquito net, kind of like mosquito net. Pitch dark, we got a saw. No light, we just put a little bit, pull a little stick and little light come in, that's where we'll sewing. We make a lot of sinew. Back days you got a sew with sinew. Either though you got thread. And you got to make a lot of sinew to sew. Right now maybe you can call Entek the sinew. I still use sinew. I still make it my own. And the young girl, maybe 3 months. You never look around the country, gotta have a headscarf. If men hunt, you don't watch men gonna shoot, that's inchi, that's superstitious English. We'll put a strike, I grown up, and I'm glad the day I use it. I still take care of myself. That's what this inchi mean. When you young, you don't listen to that inchi, you get old, you're going to be cramped, Your whole body going to be cramped and suffer and pain, but it's too late. You just think you should listen to your mother and daddy. You don't wash man's clothes with woman. You keep your husband clean. You keep your husband's clothes separate. You cook for your husband bare clean. You don't feed your children before your husband. Your husband is the head of the house. You have to cook for your husband horse. Then you can feed your children. This is real hard for young people right now, but it is good if someone uses it. And your husband has to get old. You got to respect for him, what he done for you, what he share her love with you. You had children together, and your husband had to be old before you. You had to love him, you had to take care of him good till the end. I did my husband's hair life. I never get mad at him. Even though I take care of my children, cut wood, my husband is supposed to do for me. I end up cut wood, I end up trap line, I end up do anything because my husband paralyzed. I never nag at him. I never tell him he was just sitting around for nothing, you know. I'm glad I did. I never hurt his feel till the end my husband died. My son 2 years old, my oldest one 12, my other one 3 years old when my husband died. You're mad at your husband, you don't treat. When he's gone, you're going to be empty house. No one going to do a heavy job for you if you're ready for that one. Nothing's hard for me, man. I work just like men. And I raised 3 children with under land. I don't ask for things. I never go next door ask for, I want this one, no. I don't raise up myself like that. My mother used to tell me, don't ask for food. The one you ask for food, he might get mad at you. You're hungry, do something. Summertime you can go out get your fish. That's what I did, I grown up. I do so many things. Nothing hard for me. It's still right now. I always laugh for young people. Young people, young girls say, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I want to sleep a little bit more. To me, I always laugh for them right in the face. The person that have a little bit of pain wants to lay down. Maybe a little bit of headache wants to lay down. I don't believe in that. I don't believe around to doctor. You go out, you use your need of medicine. You know which one to take, you know which one to make it. You know which one to make tea. You have to do think up there on the land. You don't need to buy medicine. You know which one. He had need of medicine for TB. He had need of medicine for arthritis. He had need of medicine, your headache so bad, but you had to get which one. I drink right now my native tea at home. I pick it from all over. I know which one to get it. Either right out there, and I see a lot of medicine out there. The people don't know. You walk around on good medicine. Some taste like sugar, rose hip, you buy much tea. Rose hip you can't mix with cranberries and maybe a little bit of sugar that you buy much. And the young man and young lady come up, man, we've got to train them different. We train women different. And we got to work real hard with men. If father die, you can be mother and father both. I did. I raised up my son. I used her dad a culture for my son. My culture for my son. Don't do this. Don't do this. My son is married when he's 30 years old. He's married. He had beautiful children. You still have a time. You take your time to be married. You're too young. You got married. You're going to divorce. You're going to suffer your children. All those, I don't believe it. And lots think you couldn't do. Like 2 weeks ago, we get together in this building, Kyoto Hall. We get together and we eat together and we have a real wonderful time. You have potlatch, you never talk about it again. Superstitious, you don't talk about it. You don't brag about how big potlatch you got either, no. My mother used to tell me, don't go potlatch all the time. I need a 47 days that you're going to go potlatch. That means if I run to potlatch, maybe I'm going to have a gift, gun. But when I might turn to making potlatch someday, seems like I got to return. Not same person, but I got to return to other orality. Maybe I'm going to give a gun. This is potlatch. I talk about there and there. I can't talk about same word long time. I put each word a little bit. Maybe someday, maybe I can make it whole.